Brexit beckons as UK's Johnson coasts to commanding win. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party was on course for a resounding victory in Britain's election after voters backed his bid to deliver Brexit on January 31, the country's most significant geopolitical move in 70 years. For Johnson, whose 20-week tenure in power has been marked by chaotic scenes in Parliament and stark division on the streets over Britain's tortuous departure from the EU, the victory in Thursday's contest is vindication. Educated at the country's most elite school and recognizable by his bombastic style, the 55-year-old must not only deliver Brexit but also convince Britons that the contentious divorce, which would lead to lengthy trade talks, is worth it. A landslide Conservative win would mark the ultimate failure of opponents of Brexit who plotted to thwart a 2016 referendum vote through legislative combat in Parliament and prompted some of the biggest protests in recent British history. An exit poll showed the Conservatives winning a landslide 368 seats, more than enough for a comfortable majority in the 650-seat Parliament and the biggest Conservative national election win since Margaret Thatcher's 1987 triumph. "I think this will turn out to be a historic election that gives us now, in this new government, the chance to respect the democratic will of the British people," Johnson said after winning his seat of Uxbridge. He said the Conservatives now had a powerful new mandate to get Brexit done. With results from across Britain indicating the exit poll was accurate, Johnson's bet on a snap election has paid off, meaning he will swiftly ratify the Brexit deal he struck with the EU so that the UK can leave on January 31, 10 months later than initially planned. But nearly half a century after joining what has become the world's largest trading bloc, Johnson faces the daunting challenge of striking new international trade deals, preserving London's position as a top global financial capital and keeping the UK together. Sterling soared, reaching a 19-month high versus the dollar of as much as $1.3516, up 2.5% on the day, and its strongest levels against the euro since shortly after the 2016 Brexit referendum. Labour were forecast to win 191 seats, the worst result for the party since 1935, after offering voters a second referendum and the most radical socialist government in generations. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn faced calls to quit. As of 3:50 a.m. GMT, Johnson's Conservatives had made a net gain of 31 seats. Brexit far from over. After nearly 4 years of serpentine Brexit debate that has riven the UK, deadlocked Parliament and shocked allies, a majority will allow Johnson to lead the UK out of the club it first joined in 1973. But Brexit is far from over. He faces the daunting task of negotiating a trade agreement with the EU, possibly in just 11 months, while also negotiating another trade deal with US President Donald Trump. The outcome of the negotiations will shape the future of Britain's $2.7 trillion economy. After January 31, Britain will enter a transition period during which it will negotiate a new relationship with the remaining 27 EU states. This can run until the end of December 2022 under the current rules, but the Conservatives made an election promise not to extend the transition period beyond the end of 2020. A big majority may give him the political security to extend the trade talks beyond 2020 because he could overrule the Brexit hardliner European Research Group, ERG, faction in the party. The bigger the Tory majority, of course, the less influence over this the ERG and Eurosceptics will have, said Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage. "It will be called Brexit, but it won't really be. Get Brexit done." Johnson called the first Christmas election since 1923 to break what he said was the paralysis of Britain's political system after more than 3 years of crisis over Brexit. The face of the victorious Leave campaign in the 2016 referendum, Johnson fought the election under the slogan of "Get Brexit Done," promising to end the deadlock and spend more on health, education and the police. He was helped early in the election by Farage's Brexit Party, which stood down hundreds of candidates to prevent the pro-Brexit vote from being split. Early results showed the Brexit Party had poached a significant number of voters from Labour. While Brexit framed the election, the slow-motion exit from the EU has variously fatigued, enthused and enraged voters while eroding loyalties to the two major parties. Results show Johnson's strategy had successfully breached Labour's so-called red wall of seats across the Brexit-supporting areas of the Midlands and Northern England, where he cast his political foes as the out-of-touch enemies of Brexit. The Conservatives took Sedgefield, once held by former Prime Minister Tony Blair, Labour's most successful leader. Labour defeat. Labour, if it is defeated by the margins shown in the exit poll, now faces a civil war between the socialists who control it and more moderate factions which will demand power. This is obviously a very disappointing night for the Labour Party with the result that we've got, Corbyn said after being re-elected in his own North London electoral seat. He said he would not lead the party in any future elections. Weary Labour candidates taking in the scale of their defeat said his leadership had played a major role in the defeat. Ruth Smith, who said she also expected to lose her seat in Stoke-on-Trent, laid the blame firmly at Corbyn's door. He should have gone many, many, many months ago, she said. The Liberal Democrats were forecast to win 13 seats, the exit poll said. Jo Swinson, Liberal Democrat Party leader, lost her seat to the Scottish National Party. The Brexit Party were not predicted to win any. The Scottish National Party, which strongly opposes Brexit, would win 55 of the 59 seats in Scotland, the poll said, setting the scene for it to demand a second independence vote, after secession was rejected by 55% to 45% in 2014. Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, said Johnson did not have a mandate to take Scotland out of the EU. We don't want Brexit, Sturgeon said. Boris Johnson may have a mandate to take England out of the EU, he emphatically does not have a mandate to take Scotland out of the EU. Reuters.